Hey, turn that up a little.
Just a little warm up.
Hey, turn that up a little.
Commercial break in progress.
You know, I can't tell if this is about to be like an Action Bronson song.
Just a little warm up. Freestyling.
Are there lyrics in this?
Oh, I'm gonna start freestyling.
Oh, you are? Everybody, then we're back in town. Tell everybody that the party is
starting now. Tell everybody that we are back in town. Tell everybody.
Look. I can't tell if this is a black man or a white man that's trying to be black.
And the world will never know.
I ever tell you about the first time I ever heard Bon Iver? I thought it was Bon Iver, first of all.
Oh, I still think that.
Yeah, and secondly, I thought that dude was black. He was like, "Come on, skin love." And I was like, "Ooh, man, that guy's got soul. He's got to be black." Right? Right?
Yeah.
That's how that goes. I liked that song, though, a lot. That was funky as shit coming in.
I liked it.
And then I had to make it about race. Is that what you're, like, more concerned about?
I'm not that concerned about it.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here, though.
Ooh. You know, as much as I'd like to complain about the weather... A little bit chilly up in this bitch, but it beats the alternative because I can heat the garage pretty well. Tougher to cool. So
the wind's been pissing me off. And anytime you get mad at the wind, you just realize you're not like mentally very stable.
Mm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, what the fuck? Come at me.
What, you're gonna make my hat fly off?
Oof.
Then I almost got hit by a car at the grocery store.
What? We're going right into...
I was like upset about the wind because where Meyer's at, dude, that wind hits hard.
It's a tunnel.
So it was like, it knocked my hat off almost a couple times. Then the dude's backing up, he almost hits me. And I was like, ooh, okay. And then he rolls his window down. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't see you."
It's okay. I was chasing my hat.
And I was like, "That's all right. It wasn't you. It was the wind that was upsetting me."
So that kind of reminds me of the first, I don't know, let's say 10 minutes of the movie Pet Sematary, where that little kid is running after, what is it, a balloon or some shit?
Are you thinking about It?
No, Pet Sematary.
I never seen Pet Sematary.
You don't remember the original? You never saw the first Pet, like the original Pet Sematary?
No.
It's spelled all fucked up.
I was too scared.
They don't spell cemetery correctly, just for everybody that can't.
I wouldn't even know.
Well, the little boy is chasing after a balloon, and then it makes its way into the middle of a very not very busy road at all, because it's like a country road. And of course, at that moment, there's a semi coming, not like a car, like with a family inside.
Semi truck straight hauling up logs,
like straight up semi truck. We can't possibly stop. And then they're like, "Well, don't worry, we buried him in the pet cemetery." It's like, "What did you bury? He turned to mist, and you know that."
We picked up the fragments that looked like owl pellets, and
this podcast is slowly going to become the
prequel to facts. Pet Sematary is the semi truck driver, and he has been up for 4 days driving trying to make his load because he gets a bonus if he pushes the limits and he's on.
Yeah, gas. I'm riding heavy through the country roads. I want you to know that.
I know this little shortcut as he's doing methamphetamine.
The reason I'm going through this little section of town right here is because it bypasses the scale that's on the major highway, and that's why I'm here right now.
It's the last little piece of my puzzle so I can get my bonus.
If I had to get on that scale, I'd go to jail. So I take this little here road right, and then I just cream a kid.
Never anybody on it.
Oh.
Cream a kid.
Jared.
There's not a good way to cream a kid. You're going to end up in trouble regardless.
Okay, so this is my favorite part of the app that I use to watch sports TV.
You don't have to watch the commercials?
I don't have to see any of those stupid commercials. But what I do hate is then I'm kind of out of the loop when somebody at work is like, hey, you see the fucking new new toy cars for kids commercial? It's kind of funny. And I'm like, no, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
You have a one up to not be involved in the knowledge of commercials.
What did you think of that commercial where they're talking about?
Can't talk to me, man. Can't talk to me about that. I don't watch commercials.
I pay a premium to keep the commercials off my TV, and it's beautiful, really, because it goes quiet. It just goes silent. So. You know when the game picks back up because then there's noise again.
There's no longer silence.
Yeah, there's noise. So I just wanted to let you know because it just said MLB dot whatever.
Yeah.
Commercial break in progress is what it, and then it, and it's quiet. There's no like ocean noises or anything gay like that. They just like, it's just quiet. It's like a man's.
Yeah.
TV network. It's just, I need a little peace and quiet.
But you know what it would really be if it was a man's network.
Tell me.
You know what it would be.
Pornography?
Or just some tits.
You know what?
If, commercial break in progress.
If baseball had a little titty in it, it would be the perfect sport.
You know what would make this better? A little tit. I realized another thing today. I don't get into road rage incidents, but I had disposable gloves in my passenger seat. My house got flooded with shit.
Poop, like
with backed human. Up sewage into my basement. My past 2 days have been absolute
shit.
Hell. It could definitely have been worse.
So luckily
but
it's
it
your
was not it's, good.
It's your family's poop, just so you know that.
Yeah, just it was like poop and hair. Just poop and hair. Poop and hair.
What about tampons, Jared?
Tampon is criminal number one. That's what everybody says. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just like, goddamn tampons.
At least
the tampon just gets crucified. That's just it's the number one go-to. People are just like, oh, fucking
you know what?
Tampons.
It's actually just, it's another way to just blame the woman, mm-hmm. you know?
Like it's the ultimate. This has to be the fault of some bleeding puss. That's why there's shit everywhere.
I owed the plumber $370 because of your bleeding puss.
I can't pay my mortgage now because I had an extreme emergency plumbing bill because of a bleeding ass puss.
Bleeding ass puss. Don't add ass.
Bleeding ass puss. And God damn it.
So we didn't have a podcast last week. I got a little cough, but I'm back. I want you to know I'm back, baby.
You look a lot better than the last time I saw you as well. You seem more spry.
What do you think that was?
I think it was you were probably tired from work because life and work in itself is extremely exhausting.
So, do you remember when I texted you that I had fallen? We were supposed to podcast yesterday,
which would have been bad for me. There was there was poop in my basement floor. The water had receded. The plumbers had done an excellent job. It smelled like
poop.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was.
Do you have bleach?
Shit.
You need bleach.
I got a. I used Odor Ban.
Sure.
Which is a disinfectant.
Yeah.
As well.
So I fell asleep at like 7:15 to 7:20 yesterday. PM. Now I do have to wake up at before 4 in the morning for work. But so I got a lot of sleep, and that's why I'm doing better. Oh. So
I've been trying to get some sleep too. I've been trying to really.
Oh.
I know we're getting real off track.
Oh, yeah. I said, I got a lot of sleep, and you looked at me and you just went, sleep. Oh, sleep.
Well, it's because
That's fucking cool.
You click on one thing, and then if you click on the similar thing to that, that's all your phone shows you. So I went down like a sleep rabbit hole about how important it is.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
I'm a fantastic sleeper.
Because it's super important.
No. I don't have a child though. Is that still a thing, or are you good?
I'm okay. It's just you have to get up no matter what.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that's not what I was saying. I was talking about middle of the night.
Sometimes, like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, whatever. That's not. I've already been up for 2 hours at that point, Jared. Five in the morning. That don't mean shit. So. I want you to look at me real quick. I'm gonna go to the side here. Look at this.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna comment on that.
So,
but I was thinking about it.
So I want you to know, in my hat.
You're wearing almost all the same color.
And I want to tell you what my wife called it. My wife called it monochromatic.
Ooh.
And she also said, "Hey, that's pretty cool." So she said I was monochromatic, and she's like, that's pretty cool.
I thought, I think I might be some sort of introverted narcissist. From the literature that I've been reading, I've diagnosed myself with that, because you make everything about yourself. And I thought you dressed like that because I've been dealing with shit for the past 2 days.
And you're like, I was just like, hey.
Because you look like a giant turd. You're dressed the color of poop.
Like baby poop, like, though.
But straight up, but like poop.
It is. So
it's a poopy color.
I think you've just been seeing so much poop lately that you're like everything. You know how when you buy a vehicle and you just see that vehicle everywhere, or your buddy buys a vehicle, you're like, oh, there's a Dodge Journey. I see them everywhere.
There were.
Yeah. And well, that's how you feel about poop right now.
Yeah. I see shit everywhere.
I see poop. Everywhere.
But when you're driving.
What do you mean poop people, Jared?
When you're driving in your car and you have disposable gloves, if anybody gives you any guff in traffic, just simply grab some gloves and just slowly put them on.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's very menacing. And I feel like it could probably scare people. Because I had put some gloves on because I was throwing away shitty carpets, little pieces of shitty carpets. And so I just went ahead and put the gloves on in traffic. And I thought about robbing a bank.
Well, that's the only way to get rich these days.
Just driving with disposable gloves on, it makes you want to start to do stuff.
You get the gloves on, you're like, well, I'm kind of halfway there.
I mean, I'm already dressed for it.
I might as well just commit the act.
What's the worst that would happen? I don't have to go clean a bunch of shit?
Yeah. You get to make one call from the pen, and you're just like, hey, just so you know, the shit's on you. I got arrested, and I'm not coming home anytime soon. It was a big one. It was big enough, you can't bail me out.
I'm a flight risk.
Something else you might have noticed about me, Jared, a lot has changed.
Oh, you're back on the sauce.
So, do you mind if I comment on this, though? I still can't do two-hearted.
Just the two-hearted.
I tried two-hearted again.
What did they do?
I tried too hard it again. I went straight to blotchy. My shit was clogging up, and I was like, oh man, I can't breathe. I've got good news though. I still can drink this Big Hearted IPA, which is 9.5%. And now I have to purchase those in order to, if I want to drink beer.
Do you drink just as many?
Yeah. Why did that just turn on?
I don't know.
Man, I'm sorry.
I thought the moped gang was getting riled up over there.
I did too. So that was the White Sox game just kicked back on.
What do you think? They had to have changed some sort of ingredient. They had to have put something had to have changed.
You think that, but maybe something changed in me.
Oh, something changed in your body.
So that's the thing about me. I feel like a lot of people should be more like me. Americans should be more like me. Blame themselves before they blame somebody else.
Do you feel different? Do you feel different?
Yes. So I'm afraid that I perhaps met my quota of two hearteds you're allowed in your lifetime, and not too many people are going to reach that said quota, but I did.
It was the quota. I mean, that's how people overdose. They meet their quota.
Yep.
And they're just like, mm-mm.
You ever think about that? Like, ooh, you're only allowed so many breaths in a lifetime.
I can't think about that.
Because then you start going.
I'm not sure.
Let's get rid of some.
Do I hold it or do I? I don't know. No, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so now I'm on to 9.5 percenters and. You don't care. The world doesn't care. So I think it's funny that I'm no longer able to drink my favorite beer in the world, but I can go to the higher ABV.
Are you okay with the Oberon?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's just the two hearted.
It's just the two hearted. Yep.
You met your quota.
I hit my quota for for my lifetime, and I can't, I can't do it anymore.
That's it.
Oh
man,
we do.
That's pretty impressive that you've maxed out something.
As far as alcohol goes, nobody is surprised. Hey, we have two emails, just so you know, to fall back on at the end of this episode. I guess I wanted to tell you that because, like,
it makes you feel better.
I know that's why I'm running like a smooth criminal right now, because I know
I'm a little herky jerky.
If at any point, but I'm thinking maybe me telling you that is.
Oh, I'm getting kicked into gear now.
You're kind of like, oh, we have emails? Fuck.
I will say something funny, an old wives' tale that actually came true. My mom, she ended up breaking her back.
No.
So it was because I think I stepped on too many cracks. Remember
so
that
you
one?
You hit your quota.
Dude, because I was like, that's not real. Because for a long time, I was like, that's real. Like, ooh, ooh. And turns out. So
is that something that you risked? Because you.
I stopped believing in it, and I stopped going, that's stupid. Stop walking like this. Just step on the cracks.
So I have anxiety. So what I do is I time my steps to step on the crack. Like if I could hit a stride where one is on the crack and one is in the middle and the next one's back on the crack, like only my right foot is stepping on the crack, I do that because I have to.
Yeah, I do right before the crack. Like my left foot will go right before the crack. And then my other right foot will go, I'm above the crack on the next one.
Holy shit.
No cracks. I try to go no cracks, but I fucked up. I stopped believing in it, and it broke someone's back. My own mother's.
not just someone. Your fucking mom, Jared.
So.
Did you tell her this information?
I didn't. And when she was like, yeah, they said I broke my back. And I was like, oh, well, that's crazy. How'd you do that? And she goes, they have no idea.
The look.
And I was just like, huh?
The look you're giving me right now, Jared.
They have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't have any idea. It was me or my brother.
Did you did you ever happen to send the email to AVN, the adult entertainment industry leaders, about about the deaths that have been racking up lately?
I did not.
Are these things that you believe?
These are things I slightly believe, because I can't. I think there's for a while you start to not really know what's real anymore, and then you go, have I fully blown gone mentally ill, which is possible, probable, but it's also just fun, you know.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah.
I still will knock on wood for one reason and one reason.
I'll still knock on wood.
And it has everything to do with keeping away from an OWI. Yeah. I'm like, what are they going to do? Pull me over and arrest me for drinking and driving? I'm like, oh shit.
Bro, you ever sat in the back of the cop car and you're like, God damn it.
Got me again.
Didn't knock on wood, son of a bitch. This has nothing to do with my shit behavior at all.
What about the Mighty Mighty Bosstones song about knocking on wood?
They crushed it.
And then when he does like the whole, I mean, he's got a voice on him, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no!
Bro, he's competing with trumpets and shit. You got to have a voice on you if you got trumpets behind you.
That's true. That's true. Dude, I've won so much money from the White Sox this year already. Just all you have to do is be a loyal fan and vote against them. Oh. And this year, if you bet $5 on against the White Sox every game this year, you're going to be up hundreds of dollars.
So I need money. I can do this. Because I was going to try to do something a little bit more somewhat dangerous.
It's going to involve...
because when I put those gloves
rubber
on...
Rubber gloves.
When I put those gloves on in traffic, and I turned the music up a little louder, and I realized I was like, I have a gun. I mean, what I could do a lot of stuff. I could do a lot of stuff to just try to... Because this isn't working.
Get yourself an OWI on the way to rob a bank. You're like, fuck.
God damn it. Should have knocked on
wood. I should have knocked on fucking wood.
Your mom's back is broke. Stepping on too much cracks.
Are those
my mom is doing a lot better. I don't want to sit here and think that I'm making fun of my own mother.
Do you have a weed pen on you?
No.
No,
do
you don't.
Do I seem high?
No, I smell weed.
Oh, no, I haven't smoked any weed. I actually, the only way I can take weed now is through gummies someone gave me, which is very difficult.
Yeah, what's...
You can't really register those things. And it hits a peak, and then you're like, ooh, I don't know if I'm okay with this anymore. And then it goes away, and you're like, I kind of want to be more high than this, though.
Yeah.
It's a real
roller coaster.
Ride. You can't ever get that, like, smoothed out experience.
It's like the roller coaster with Fabio on it, where he smacked into a... Was it a goose?
It was a goose.
Or a duck of some sort?
I think that's how you know there's a God.
That the
what
prettiest
are the odds
man.
That they're like, we're going to open up this roller coaster at Busch Gardens. Fabio's here.
The first person.
And he's just like, Fabio's like, let me get on the coaster. Fabio thought that.
What's his nationality?
Some sort of, I don't know, Northern European. I don't know. I made that up.
I mean, he looked very German, the other day
about that, and he thought that it was done on purpose. And he said afterwards, he said, it's going to happen again.
They're going to do this to me again.
not to him, but just this, if this happened to me, this will happen to somebody.
So he looks like one of the robbers from,
Heat?
No. What's the, everybody calls it a Christmas movie.
Die Hard.
He looks like what, like the long blonde haired, he looks like he could be, what were they, German? I got a machine gun. How.
That sounds like Dr. Evil. But I don't know. I don't know what they were. My favorite Die Hard's the third one. Die Hard with a Vengeance with Samuel Jackson.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. See, I like
the one. He has to wear a sign that says, I hate N-words and Harlem.
Who? That's
Bruce Samuel? Willis, Bruce Willis does.
Oh.
So the dude, the terrorist guy, makes him do that. And it turns out it's like he's like the brother of the guy from the first movie.
Could you imagine that was like what gets John McClane killed?
Or to the movie's like 20 minutes long. Just like, pow! Credits.
I guess I've never seen that one, so that's on me.
It's a really good one.
Yeah, that's...
Samuel L. Jackson really, he like saves his life, but he also is like, fuck you.
Do they blank it out? Do they bleep it out?
Not the version I saw, no.
Ooh, man.
It's pretty hardcore.
Even for its time. Yeah.
No one would use that as their profile pic.
Was it a white guy that wrote that movie? You know, you got to think about those things.
Yeah, that is weird. That is a weird...
I'm going to kill off a white guy.
A screenplay. Like, well, he's going to make him do three things. First one, pretty edgy.
So I microdosed one day this last weekend. And I want to tell you what I got away from it, what I came away with.
It got away from me.
Yeah, so beautiful day. What happened was I was out here and I put on a Tiny Desk Session concert on the TV. I like those, Jared.
Oh, I was about to say you like them.
Yeah, you.
I like them as well.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of like scoff at me a little bit. Like you know, there's more music outlets than just Tiny Desk Sessions.
No, I really like them as well.
But when there's a new one that comes out, I like to watch it.
There's some people where I'm just like, I'm not really into,
yeah,
this Tiny or regular.
If it's a big desk or a tiny desk, this isn't
my shit.
Not my desk.
I do like it as a thing.
Okay. So Big Sean was on Tiny Desk Session. I was listening to it. I was doing a little. I had my TV max volume. I was doing some yard work, started some charcoals, and this is where the microdose hit. It was a little bit more than a microdose, but it wasn't full blown dose.
You got to the precipice of
I'm feeling so good right now. I'd like to interact with a little bit of human beingness. So I pressed pause on the fucking tiny desk, closed the garage door, and I drove to Best Buy and I bought a sound bar.
Ooh, you were like, this could be better.
I was like, this Big Sean Tiny Desk Session is cool, but it could be cooler.
The mushrooms whispered to you.
They did.
They're like, this music's great, but
it could
be better.
It could be better. It could be better. So I drove there. I had a very uneducated conversation. I was like, I had to not act high of, you know what I mean?
Hey, I tried to microdose mushrooms and turns out it might have been a little bit more, but not too big. But just not too big.
Just enough to where I'm here right now.
It's a capital M on the micro, but but I was able to drive to Best Buy. Now I need this blue shirt man to explain to me.
So I told him, I was like, it's an older TV. It doesn't have Bluetooth capabilities, so I need to hardwire it. He's like, yeah, any of these. And I was like, okay. But also, I'd like to be, yeah, he's like, in any of these. Can you let me finish my you can buy any of these and they'll work with your fucking TV. I'm like,
I need some human connection here, friend. Come on. I'm trying to make a buddy net right now. You're trying to make a sale. I'm trying to make a friend. Can we have some sort of metaphorical, like, figure out of life, please?
And then finally I was like, my garage TV's a Sony. He's like, any of these will work.
You're freaking me out.
So I had a pretty tough time, but I settled on the sound bar that was gonna best suit my my situation. I mounted it.
It looks good.
I mounted it underneath the TV. I could
tell the noise difference when I got in here.
Could you?
Mm-hmm.
And I turned Big Sean back on, but it was with soundbar. When I say it made a difference, my mood enhanced. I could hear it from further out into the yard. I was also hiding this micro/ bigger than micro.
Microaggression?
Is macro bigger or smaller?
I think it's bigger.
Whatever larger than micro is, trip to, and I was hiding it from my wife at the time. I just wanted to stay away from her and just like rake one spot of leaves.
I'm doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. You better believe.
Don't worry about me over here doing important stuff that's work.
Okay, now it's time to tell you exact. Everybody's going to hate to hear about it. Like, okay, he ate a few mushrooms. Everybody calm the fuck
down.
I'm
sorry to interrupt you, but I will one more time because it sounds like you would be the best Best Buy speak, like sound guy. You'd be like, the mood-enhancing capabilities of this sound bar are off the charts.
So this is where I'm about to tell you exactly how high I got. Not micro.
Oh, you went not micro.
I was then raking one spot of leaves for like 5 minutes, just like I need to be doing something and look normal. And then I started to think about how I paused Big Sean, went and bought a sound bar, plugged it in, and then pressed play again. And that could be like a commercial for
the sound bar.
A sound bar or
Big Sean
or Tiny Desk.
Mushrooms.
A Weird Time Recorded.
A Weird Time Recorded.
It could be a commercial for cocksucking Weird Time Recorded.
Those cocksuckers.
I don't know. You seem to be not having...
No, I'm trying to figure out.
You seem to not be having any fun at all.
I'm trying to uncover the message of the trip. So it was to get that commercial out?
No, I started thinking...
The commercial is you pause, you run to Best Buy...
What happens when I eat a little bit more than a microdose of mushrooms is I become a marketing genius.
You're madman.
Yeah, I'm
just out there raking the same spot, madman in the shit.
34 minutes on the dot. How dare we?
That scared me.
So many fucking weeks in a row we've forgotten about 34. I don't know why we chose this number. But I just remembered. I saw the number and it sparked, baby, sparked.
That scared me. Hey, if you ever pause anything and go on to Best Buy and then you become madmen while you're raking one spot of your yard. Yeah, well, I couldn't speak.
The guy... So. So the guy was not very kind. He had other things to do. I shouldn't call him unkind. What I should say is he had other shit to do. I'm positive of that.
But you ever meet a good, friendly, fun, like, kind of sales guy while you're a little fucked up and they're kind of into their job and it's almost like a friendship occurs. And it seems like it was like the lighter was getting flicked, but no flame was happening.
I feel like
with you and this man,
I feel like I'm susceptible to a lot of that because of the person that I am. I'm susceptible to like having a thing with like a server that I'm never going to see again. I'm like, good dude. And then I get the fuck.
You see, and then when you're walking back to your car with your friend, like, you see, like, these small connections that you make in life, even though I'm never going to see them again. This is the journey that we're on, and this is the fun we're here to have with each other. And it's all about that spark that that creates a flame.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage remembers being in utero. He came out as saying he recalls just faces in the dark is what he called what he said, and I think he even went on to say that he remembers smells and sight and like sounds.
It smelled like pussy in her. It smelled like blood and pussy in her.
As he's being born, he just goes. He comes into the world.
Snake eyes.
I just watched that A24 film with him in it where he's in everybody's dream.
Oh, someone was telling me about that.
It's fun, and then it gets creepy.
Gets creepy, huh? That sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
I like when shit's fun, and then you're like, ooh, this is creepy. That happens to me all the time.
Like 1 hour photo.
Oh, I love that movie.
Where it's like, oh, he's just really into this. He loves this family. And
I was so creeped out by him, but also in a weird way, like related in a weird way. When he took a shit in someone's house, that's when I was like, I know where he's coming from.
No, you don't. You could never poop in somebody's.
But that's the thing. But you're in an empty home that's, like, nice and comfortable. I think what he was trying to, like, do was, like, say how comfortable he was. So if you ever come home randomly and your house is empty but I'm shitting with the door open.
Oh, hey, Matt. And you're just like, oh, hey,
just
Matt.
Just know that I'm feeling very comfortable.
I get it.
I want to watch that movie, though. I like the where this is fun and kind of quirky and funny, and then it turns like a dark turn. That's a lot of my nights drinking in the basement by myself is like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even quite say dark, but it is definitely like, oh, he's actually doing this, and then.
So you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, for fun, I recommend a lot of A24. My wife wouldn't recommend a single A24 film to you, and I would recommend quite a few of them. You know how that works?
I do. I mean, they fucked me up. Hereditary fucked me up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Hereditary fucked me up.
Hereditary.
Hereditary fucked me up.
Hereditary.
Bro, hey. I let my phone die.
Never let your phone die. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Never let your phone die.
I've been sleeping with my phone on airplane mode.
Oh, that's nice.
I read something about it online. By read, I mean like half-assed looked at something that I scrolled by. And then I have there is this Medicaid company that keeps calling me. They call me at least 5 or 6 times a day. I've been trying to keep them on the phone for as long as I can. So the other day, my daughter happened to sleep in, and then they called me, and I was like, fuck, they ruined my sleep in. So I do airplane mode so they don't call me. But so they've been calling me. It's a robot at first. And it's like, hey, and it explains about Medicaid.
Your robot goes, hey.
The robot goes, hey.
Hey.
I'm a real person. But by the time I reach a real person, Then I then tried to hold them on the phone for as long as possible.
Hold on. A phone operator that has a fucking voice box?
Fuck your fuck
all up. Please hold. I swear I'm a real human.
Everyone thinks I'm a robot.
And then everybody hangs up and they're just like, Doris, you cannot seem to figure out getting people to give you money. And she's like, I can't. Everybody thinks I'm the robot machine.
I don't think you're going to be able to work here much longer be on account of your...
Are you being discriminatory towards my... Is this ageism or smoke inhalationism?
But I keep blocking their number, and they keep changing their number by a little. It's the same company or whatever every time. But at first, I was very polite. And I finally got to an operator, and I go, hey, I am not old enough to have Medicaid. I don't need Medicaid. I'm not trying to, waste your time, and just hang up. And then so they call me again, and I'm just like, hey, again, I don't have Medicaid. I'm not old enough. You don't have to waste your time anymore. Hang up. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to try to keep them on the phone as long as possible. And then so they were like, do you have your Medicaid card handy? And I was like, I sure do. Just hold on a second. Let me grab it. And then just hang up. So I'm trying. I'm slowly getting further along in the process. But I'm trying to think of tricks to do now to keep them on the phone and waste their time as long as possible.
Dude,
but it's actually become very difficult to do.
You're like, you're edging them.
Yeah. So I'm the edger now.
Oh, you think I can edge? You think I can't edge?
I'm a salaried employee. You don't think I have time? All I have is time.
So I hope I'm not the only one that's getting this phone call, but there's a dude that calls at least twice a month, and he always wants money for, police. In the area.
Yeah, there's a documentary on that too on HBO.
And the guy is always the same guy. And whenever I hear his voice, I always get so mad because he sounds like a dude that would want money for police.
Do you think what would happen if you called him back? Have you ever called any of these numbers back? Because I have been. I have been calling them back.
You've been calling them back?
I have.
You break your mom's back, and then secondly, you're just like, oh, I'm calling them back?
Yeah, first I stepped on cracks, broke my mother's back.
Now I'm calling back.
But, because this wasn't related to the Medicaid issue, but another person called me, and he told me he was from Amazon, and that someone had recently had a MacBook Pro purchase. And so I went through the motions. I kind of find it fun to, mess around, if you have the time. To just be like, okay, well, where are we going? What's happening here?
It's crazy you have the time.
Sometimes I have time when I'm not wading through shit. Sometimes I don't.
So you know what CJ from Warren Bros does to us, where he splices shit that we've said and makes it seem like we're saying truly filthy things. Mm-hmm. They could also do that. To you.
Oh, I'm talking too much?
Yeah, where they could splice it to be like, yes, I would tip the purchase. I want to purchase this. Oh,
so you need to not talk.
And
that
so
much.
You can't say yes right off the bat, is
I
what
don't
I'm.
Really always say yes. But that is good advice to talk less.
They'll splice you to make it seem.
Don't engage. Because that would be smart on their end to go even if they start to engage and we can get them to speak as much as they can, that's even better.
So CJ is actually really good at it, and here's why. It's because the reason I know this
he's Jamaican.
Is because he does this, and he sometimes pretends like he has a voice box.
What?
He pretends that he's got a voice box.
Why?
Because because it's so easy for him, he's now pretending to be disabled.
Voice disabled?
Every kind of disabled. He's like, well, I'm sitting here with no legs, so I know you can't see that, but...
But I'll prove it by talking with my... If there was any proof I had no legs, it's this.
Oh, Jared, if you don't believe that they can make your voice say whatever you want, you need to listen to the last two episodes of Moron Bros. They AI'd us to say Ty Kahuchi Ty, or like whatever eight poops means in Chinese. Ay, Kahuchi, whatever.
Well, we're going to sue the shit out of them.
We're going to sue the shit out of the Moron Bros.
And we have some lawyers on the ready. We've been waiting for this for a very long time.
On retainer. If you say the word retainer, it's either because you're a fucking dweeb that has been to a dentist once or twice, or you're a scumbag that needs a lawyer.
Both, baby. Who got straight teeth and they dirty? That's me.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Oh, I want to call back one of those people, but you made it seem like I should probably not engage. Because what do I have to win? Nothing. You know? Like, realistically, like, if I engage with them, what do I have to win? Not literally nothing.
I think it's because I answered the door the first time, and they probably wrote down my address, but
you getting them handwritten notes?
No handwritten notes. But what happened was I had to point to no soliciting signs. And be like, hey, I have two no soliciting signs right here. And just because it's for Christ or whatever you might think.
That's still solicitation.
It's still probably the largest form of solicitation. If I may.
You can solicit me.
For your body.
You can solicit me.
You could solicit me. My wife's not home.
Why don't you solicit me? Please? Please solicit me. My wife's not home. Please solicit me.
All right.
Home run.
Podcast? Who hit a... Oh, the Sox are up.
It wasn't really a home run. It was a run batted in.
RBI? Ribby? Nice. Thanks for pointing that out, though. You have to piss?
No, go.
Oh. We're going to do
emails. Let's do the emails.
Speaking of Moron Bros, they are in the championship shit right now, I think. Yep. But it says, sup shitheads. This is from Keegan Damron. Keegan Damron of Moron Bros. Check them out. Every Tuesday, they really fuck up the internet. These are two people that don't have any other friends besides themselves.
And they're liable.
and they hold themselves responsible for... Whereas last week...
Wait till you get our retainer-ass lawyers.
Retarded-ass lawyers. Wait till you get our retarded-ass lawyers.
They have retainers.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's me, Keegan. I'm enjoying the comeback from you guys. It's making my Tuesdays at work much more enjoyable. So this was sent March 25th before... I had to say no last week. Oh, yeah, we didn't podcast last week because I was sick as shit, so...
Yeah, I think we said that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Thanks, Matt, for shouting out the fourth annual Moronic Musical Madness in March. We're starting to get down to the Fecal Four, and it's going to be a hotly contested championship. I keep wanting to reference things you guys said last episode, but honestly, every time I do that, you guys fuck it up by not having the slightest clue what I'm talking about, and it really limits what I can do with the space here, not going to lie. So, did you hear what I just said?
I did.
I mean, you can still do it.
You can, but we're not going to understand completely.
No. No.
And that's okay, right? Like,
that's okay.
If I remembered everything that I ever said in my life, I feel like I'd commit suicide. Be like, ooh, I said that.
Sometimes I do remember things.
And then you're...
Sometimes I do.
What does it make you want to do?
Be better.
Be best. All right, where did he leave off here?
So we've become a... I'm sorry that we've become a hindrance. It would be better if we remembered stuff. It's not too much to ask.
Yeah, it's not too much, but... I'm actually moving up in the world, and I'm drinking 9.5% beers now.
Yeah, I don't know if... Well, you will know after this that it's going to get a lot less memorable.
Yeah, a lot more dicey. So, the 7% beers I can't drink because they want to kill me, but the 9.5%ers, they just make me...
That's a Mac... That's that... You can't do the micro anymore. You got to go...
It's like, oh man, I can't do cocaine anymore. It makes me want to die. Now I just have to do meth. Meth, I tell you, just mething around. I'd like to write you and talk a bit before just asking a question, but I guess you've left me no choice. Well, be a man next time, Keegan. Just like tell us what is on your mind. Here's my quail for your androgyny. Would you rather fight a fly the size of a Great Dane or a prostitute? Hold on a second. Normally, he just switches it up and it's like, okay, or a prostitute missing their ring finger on Fent, who hasn't eaten in days, that is also on some sort of Crank, the movie, style adventure to find her friend Gloria, who has more Fent, and why?
Mm. That's tough.
Okay. That's tough. So can I answer first?
Yeah.
So a fly the size of a Great Dane, that's a large fly.
It's a big fly.
It's come to my attention on Easter that I'm a little bit of a...
flyophobe?
No, I'm... I'm a sexaholic. No, that's not what it is. What's it called? I'm a little bit of a woman hater.
Misogynist?
I'm a little bit of a misogynist. And I'm not going to go into full detail of why that happened, but I am going to say that I'm going to take the prostitute that's looking for her friend.
I'm going to go, is that it? Because I'm going to go fly. Because I was all about, I'll probably take out the prostitute, hasn't eaten in days. That's going to be hard for them. But when I knew it was, because it's going to be between you and the Crank. Because their end finish line goal is the Crank. Because they know if they find their friend, they get the Crank and they got to go through you. You're fucked.
Oh, okay.
They're going to shred you apart to get to that Crank.
So here's the thing. The reason I'm picking that one is because it says that here that it's a woman, and I'm positive that I can. I don't think there's a woman in this world that could knock me out willingly. Like,
so you're gonna go on record by saying you could beat every single woman's ass?
Yeah. So, another thing that happened was
But they're on the crank.
Are you familiar with Caitlin Clark, the Iowa basketball player bitch? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good at basketball. Yeah. At Easter I made a comment that she wouldn't score a fucking point if she was against, and they're like, well, that's apples and oranges. I'm like, well, I understand that, but like, I don't know. I'm shooting myself in the foot here.
It's okay. Speak your truth, Matt.
I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but and then I was the bad guy. They're just like, yeah, like maybe she wouldn't, but like they're men playing basketball. We're not saying that she's the best basketball player ever in the world. She's the best girl basketball player in the world. I'm like, oh, I haven't really watched, to be honest with you. Got to be honest, I didn't watch it because women's basketball looks like basketball, men's basketball, but underwater.
Mm.
And
I mean, give her a due. She's doing
sexist. That's what they called me. Not misogynist. Not a sexaholic. Sexist.
Sexaholic, though. Well, I might be a sexaholic until I realize I'm an alcoholic, and I'm like, I'd rather drink.
If you drink a lot, you're not getting any pussy. And I'm just like, ooh, that's all it takes.
So I can be left alone and drink. Turns out I'm not a sexaholic.
I'm some kind of a holic. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm holicking. You know, the best women's sport is soccer.
Oh yeah,
women's soccer is superior to men's soccer.
When that lesbian ripped her shirt off and dove,
if she played on a men's team, she would probably beat some of those men.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those men's are So that's soccer. That's
all right, football. So you think you can take on a fly the size of a
I'm
great
going
game?
Fly. I'm not getting in front of any prostitute in their crank. I'm just not going to do it. It's not going to end well for you. Do not get in between someone and their crank.
What about the movie with Gold, what was the fly? Who's in the fly?
Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum. Yeah, so he probably weighs as much as a Great Dane.
Probably. And okay.
And did you see what that dude could do to a motherfucker?
Okay, that's fine. But here's the thing. A fly is just a fly. A fly doesn't know shit. It knows shit, but it doesn't know shit. And here's what a person who wants more crank knows. I need crank. Whatever I gotta do, I will get it. So if you're standing in the way, I'm just saying don't get in between anybody and their crank.
So what you're not understanding is I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Perhaps. I'm just saying I watched one of my best friends. I didn't watch him. He came over to my house after. His mom tried to beat his ass because she was high on crack cocaine and tried to steal a park bench. So what I'm saying is, like, you don't want to fuck with people like that. They will have the strength of 10 men.
That woman will have the strength of 10 women. 10 women.
So maybe college basketball? Start feeding some of these women some crank. Really turn it up.
Oh, dude.
Guess who's turning in? Tuning in. Guess who's watching?
So check this out. Women's basketball that you're allowed to use as many illegal substances as possible to make it as entertaining or a little bit less entertaining.
It's encouraged.
Than men's sports.
So, like, you know how the Tour de France? You know how a lot of those people are on steroids? There was that big thing that happened. Lance Armstrong, they're like, but everybody's on steroids. Start doing that to women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe kind of a culture of encouraging it.
So I also just want to go on to say that I love all women. I do. I love all women.
Okay.
So
Are we taking that back? We're not. We don't.
No, no. I mean everything that I say, but I also I appreciate women.
Sure.
See what I did there? I double dipped.
I sort of see what you did there.
I'm double dipping.
But I'm not sure. It doesn't sound sincere.
Second question. In the movie Harold and Kumar, which one, Harold or Kumar, do you think you are? And which one is your co-host? I'll hang up and listen to your answers. I don't know if I've only seen Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, you never saw the original?
No, I never saw the White Castle one.
One's a straight-laced guy trying to get his stuff together. The other's like, no, let's just keep getting high.
Oh, you're the keep getting high one.
Sort of. I feel like we kind of both have we both have them in us. And that's really the metaphor behind Harold and Kumar, man.
That dog.
It's just like everybody has the, I'm trying to get my shit together, but I still like getting high, and the other guy within them.
Okay.
I actually think it's, I'll be the, what's one of them, Japanese?
I thought they were both Indian, right?
I think one of them is Asian.
Really? I thought they were both. I thought they were both Indian. So I guess, I guess that's how fucked up we are, huh?
I think I'm the Japanese one, and you're the Indian
one. Nice. P.S. I'm very disappointed that you guys didn't like Pokemon growing up. You both insisted it wasn't in your age group, and that's fucking nonsense. Okay, well, I guess I lied.
Sorry, we were trying to get pussy and not be
there. So there's that. I was trying
So you're going to just like appropriate somebody else's culture? First of all, disgusting. The fact that you would just need to take, what is it, Japanese? Was Pokemon know. Japanese?
Yeah, just say Japanese and
Japanimation. And just fucking really muck it up with, I don't agree with it.
You're older than me, but I was like 6 or 7 when the shit dropped, which means you were probably like 10. Okay, by 10, I was way cooler than 6 or 7.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to fuck around with any 6 or 7 year olds.
Dude, I was, you know what I was doing? When I was 10 years old, I had discovered pegs on bicycles, and I not pegging. I did. I was 10. I wasn't pegging yet.
I was about to say pegging.
Yeah. So, but pegs. I had discovered that you can grind on pegs when I was 10, and I went out and I bought the fattest set of pegs you can possibly buy.
Damn.
And I was grinding. I wasn't doing anything with fucking Pokemon. I promise you that.
I was shooting myself in the head with a BB gun.
Because it was cool? Hold on. Way to self-report that you both either sucked as kids or I'm sorry your parents didn't like you enough to get you Pokemon stuff because that shit was boss as fuck. Okay, well, my dad
bought... It was not. Pokemon was not. Pokemon was no.
My dad bought me pegs.
Bro, I had a knife.
I bought the bicycle. My dad for I got pegs for Easter, dude. I got pegged for Easter.
Bro, I had
just as Jesus would intend it.
I had real life Pokemon, dude. I had a knife. They wouldn't get me the hatchet. Makes sense now.
Dude, I'm way too horny to be a Pokemon trainer. You know what I mean? I saw that tweet.
It ain't real. What are we doing?
Love, your biggest fan, horniest warrior, Keegan, the long dick savage, Damron. Ha ha! I'm back, you fat. Can you? May you?
Yeah.
I'm back, you fat. I, Matt Morris, have left Indianapolis to return to the streets of Valpo dressed as a finger off, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Neo. Dressed as a neo-Nazi and wearing... Jared, I was hitting a fucking rhythm, dude.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you don't have to read this. I do. And I have a lot. I have a lot to go. Thank you. Neo-Nazi and wearing tactical gear to cover my face. My gay crime wave will never be stopped as well as my over and blatant white supremacy. They're trying to blame it on that virgin loser furry kid, but you as listeners to the show know now, will know the truth that I, Matt Morris, was actually the big gay idiot holding a swastika in downtown Valpo only a few weeks ago. I had sex with that kid and I killed him. So I don't know. Do I have to read the rest of this?
You can do whatever you'd like to do.
So I don't know how to keep saying he's the Valpo Nazi. We all know it's like Highlander. And there can only be one, and his name is Matt Morris. Me, I, myself. Also, I would like to invite every listener to the show to please send my picture to the privates of your privates as often and as explicit as possible. Never stop sending me pictures to you and your friend's penis eye. AweirdTimeRecorded@gmail.com. would be preferable, but if you have my Matt Morris's cell phone number, please don't hesitate to show me your taint and everything. This has been Matt Morris once again. I have said everything here under no direction from anyone else but myself.
Damn.
I missed that. I got to be honest with you. What did I miss?
I mean, you're racist and you want penises sent to your phone. That was it. But also, I saw that dude. There's no way that's you.
Because he was
like a tiny dude.
He was a scrawny little dude.
Yeah.
He had a pistol in his hand, and he got pushed, and the pistol fell on the ground. And he was like, whoa, I'll just pick this pistol up.
I'm pretty sure it was the FBI. One singular FBI. Just one FBI person. As far as that's concerned, you just move along with your day. You just go like, okay, that's ridiculous. Let's not give that attention. Or is that like, you're not giving it attention, so there's something wrong with that.
That's the problem. That's.
Do you think that's it? Or is it just like, okay, dude, you're going to sit here in tactical gear? Like, all right, stand there in tactical gear, I guess. It's kind of like that.
Wait, I said what you're saying to somebody. I was like, that's when if you leave him completely alone.
Don't see shit.
And if he's standing out there for 3 hours with that shit, just like at a certain point, he's going to be like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, just walk by.
If nobody pays attention to him, they'll be like, holy, he might be like, holy shit, nobody gives a fuck anymore.
Oh, yeah, this isn't, I'm not prodding people the way that I need. It's like, it's that whole, I really learned that whole Netflix series, The Watcher, which was terrible. It was a terrible show. Great premise. But the letters get sent to the family and they're like, I am the watcher. I am watching you. But it's like if they just took that letter and go, I don't know who this is from, and throws it away, then they're not terrorized. They're not terrorized at all.
You know the it's watcher like, oh, shit, is watching with binoculars from however
far. They threw the letter away, and he's just like, but I'm watching you. And he keeps sending them. He's like, what the fuck?
But they light a fire in the driveway and just like, and like, poof that thing. Or
don't even read it. Just throw it away. Then what happens?
Okay, so here's what's never going to happen, though. That. Nobody's ever...
Just walk right by and just be like, okay, cool, dude. Enjoy that. I hope that works out. It's probably not going to work out. So, cool. I mean, I guess. I guess you shouldn't say cool. Maybe.
So I'm glad that I didn't see the dude in the neo-Nazi shit. But what I did see was somebody that we know was doing the opposite of that with like a, at the same corner, and it said fuck Nazis. And I was walking my doggy Gertie, and I had to like say hello to this person that we both know, who I probably would have rather ran into the Nazi.
You deserve more. You deserve more of a button for that. I just don't think that's a, like, they're, why would we even need a stand to say fuck Nazis? Like, it's pretty obvious.
I'm not.
Perhaps my head is in the sand.
I'm not so certain the Nazi has done such bad things as this gentleman has done in the past. But what I'm not going to say is A, what he did, or B, who he is. But C, I will say. No.
Don't dredge this podcast through the muck and the mire. You said we had two emails?
Well, yeah, here's the second one. Thank you, Jared. Wow. Hi, little fellas. Darren Stieber. Oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that name, was I? Well, well.
Again, if you're going to type it, he's going to read it.
Hello, comrades, hope all is well. I just found out that the doctor from the doctor that the rash I've had under my armpit for like 6 months is probably ringworm. So that's dope. Anyways, quick question. How often do you guys jack off in a week? And what is your personal record number for most glizzy strokes in a week? We with love, Marvin.
Master, well, I was practicing semen retention.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
That didn't go so well. It went okay. And then also I killed...
Because horny?
Because I killed a couple porn stars by accident. Because I quit watching pornography.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's been a whole big to-do. So lately, not really. Just too much going on. It's also hard when you have, like...
So it's hard to answer your question about, like, most...
I guess that is the question, huh? Like, most ever.
Because I was 16 once, but that was 20 years ago. My God.
Honestly, how long... I mean, you're a sexaholic, right?
Yeah, anonymous. Yeah, I'm not supposed to tell you that.
I mean, how much...
Not sexaholic, sexist.
Oh, sexist.
I was sexist.
An alcoholic sexist. Sorry. That's what it is. Alcoholic sexist. I combined the two, which might be better. I think the most.
No.
The most I've ever jerked off probably like four times in a day. I mean, how much can you just jerk your own at? Like, what? What are you going to do?
No, I think maybe four. Like four. I think four is a respectable number.
You go two in the morning, two at night. It's the middle of the day, you know, I don't know.
You're doing something. You're like
You wake up, you're a kid.
What's fucked up is if you do something in between that, like you go paintballing with your friends. You're like, oh, that was fun. You know what I'm gonna do now? Jerk off.
I might as well jerk off in this public toilet.
Toilet.
See, that would be weird. No, I think
hold on, what was the question?
I would have to say probably three or four times.
How many times do you jack off in a week is the first?
Oh.
At the age of 36, married, I'm going to go like probably once or twice, you know, when I'm alone.
Yep.
But so the beautiful thing about being married is I bought a pussy. So I get to use it when I please.
Sexahol strikes again.
Wait, no. He didn't say it. He said he's an alcoholic sexist.
A sexist alcoholic. Sexist alcoholic. You didn't hear him. He was a sexist alcoholic.
Oh, he kind of spit them together.
And the more alcohol he drinks, the more sexist he becomes.
Man, does he hate Caitlin Clark of...
That Iowa bitch.
She wouldn't score a fucking point against the men. Well, that's not the point. She's not playing the men. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you got a point there. I was that guy, and I shouldn't have been. It's I wasn't even drunk. I was sober as shit.
Which is even worse.
Maybe I should have admitted that.
Which is almost worse. I hate a sober behavior that should be like a drunken one. It's like, oh, that means it was super real, huh? Wait, shit.
That's just me?
Oh, fuck. I blame that on the alcohol.
I want to die.
I love blaming things on like other shit and then slowly coming to the crippling realization that it's just who I am. And it's just like, well, how do I change that? And you're like, I don't know if you can. And then you have this really insane moment where you're like, could I just not be me or this? And it's like, I don't think so. I don't think so. And that's kind of the end of the road there.
So I tried to like take everything back and be like, no, I love women. Women are women.
Silly. I shouldn't have said that.
Remember when I said that? And I was like, women's basketball is like men's basketball underwater. I said that at Easter and everybody was like, you need to stop what you're doing. And so what I decided was I was like, I'm going to say that on the podcast and see how it flies. See how many women listeners I lose. And I don't know. Like I haven't been wronged by a woman really ever. I feel like a woman can't wrong me enough to be like,
what do you think it is? Do you think you're like projecting? Do you think you're dealing with the relationship you had with your own mother? Like,
what do
you
think? Oh, it could be a mom thing. It could be a mom thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's because I beat my mom at basketball one time, and it was just like,
you just straight dunked on
her. And I'm just like, man, my mom sucks.
Nobody could do this.
Women suck.
She was like, I was just coming out here to have fun.
Yeah, and then something happened where they were like, Caitlin Clark would beat you at basketball. And I'm like, no way. I just foul her a lot. And what's the worst that happens? I foul out.
What's the worst thing that happens? I in the...
What's... Oh, no.
That's terrible. No, that's not where that needs
to be. The Iowa bitch.
I think also what happens is... When there's things shoved down your throat and you're watching this stuff and it becomes tiresome. It's just like, okay, I get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
for everything that happened about women.
I'm sorry too, man. I think this whole podcast is just like...
Scrap it. Let's scrap it.
Let's just... Well, as long as we say we're sorry.
No, let's scrap it.
Scrap the whole thing.
Yeah, let's just scrap it. We'll try again next week.
Yeah.
Scrap?
Scrap.